Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Cat Ballou abría el programa con un I've Been Waiting You lleno de sentimiento. En cambio, Tommy Shannon tocará el bajo para Johnny Winter en un explosivo Mama Talk to You Dada. Pero antes me gustaría recomendar el libro Children of the Blues, 40 Musicians Shaping a New Generation of Blues Tradition. En él se presentan más de 40 nuevos músicos que mantuvieron el blues vivo mediante el revival de los 60 como Junior Watson, Charlie Musselwhite o el mismo Tommy Shannon. Más información en hallleonardbooks.com.
Talk to your daughter. Yeah, maybe lover. Ain't gonna leave her. seen my baby? She's hottest thing in town. Have you seen my baby? She's hottest thing in town. You lay her on ice and you wouldn't even cool her down. Anytime that I am feeling low, baby kisses me and then I ask for some more. She kissed me once and then she did it again. Do anything but just tell her when. Have you seen my baby? She's hottest thing in town. You lay her on ice and you wouldn't even cool her down. Kisses taste like cherry wine. And ask her how I know, cause I'd be doing time. The cops would come to get me, but they wouldn't care. Cause when I saw the girl, they'd stop and stare. Have you seen my baby? She's the hottest thing in town. You lay her on ice and you wouldn't even cool her down.
Andy Paxson es un joven guitarrista capaz de sacar brillo al instrumento como en Hottest Thing in Town. Eliu Quintero, en cambio, es un armonicista que encabeza el sexto encuentro nacional de blues en México, por temas como este Swim for William Clark. Eso sí, recuerda que puedes disfrutar con Blues en las Ondas los miércoles a las 6:30 y los sábados a las 5:30 en UPV Radio y en bluesenlasondas.net.
stranded here in Dallas, cold and hungry. I ain't got a dime. Sleeping in a filthy train yard in the warmest, driest place that I can find. What have I done that would justify the way you're treating me? Stranded here in Dallas, cold and hungry, I don't know, so I could be a little warmer, but I find that there's no coat in my wardrobe. My clothes are paper thin, still you let your chill of winter fall on me. Big D. I wanna go where the winds don't blow till summer. Somewhere the sun. Damage to my brain. Could this filthy train yard be the last and final resting place for me?
Waylon Jennings nos ofreció un Big D lleno de recuerdos y country rock. The Andrew Sisters, en cambio, tuvieron gran éxito en los 40 por temas como este Boogie Boogie Bugle Boy. En cualquier caso, recuerda que el viernes 23 a las 11 y media los Big Callers levantarán el Black No Club en la calle Polipeirolón 15 de Valencia. Por otro lado, el domingo 25 a las 8 y media tendremos Jam Session con un toque de jazz en el Café Mercedes, en la calle Sueca 27 de Valencia. La semana empezará el lunes 26 a las 11 y media con la Tonky Jam Session en el Black Note, donde también podremos disfrutar junto a dos animales el martes 27 a la misma hora.
Trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because it couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, yeah, a toot, he blows it into the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless a bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump into the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot 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 da da, toot da da, toot toot, he blows it into the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with Funky every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He is the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Bye.
out of a movie. She knew my name and played the game. Said, I'm a tiger, baby, you need to tame. I wanna know what turned you on. Is it boy shorts or a thong? Just tell me what you like, I'll wear it loose or tight. But if it's wrong, babe, tonight we'll make it right. She wanna be, gotta be my psycho cutie. Yeah, she makes me wanna do it. And sometimes I wanna lose it. Well, she's my zydeco cutie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My cutie, she know how to do it. Oh, yeah. Cutie. That I would find a perfect lover and make her mine. Until the day she came into my life, I knew that one day that she could be my wife. The way she moved up on the dance floor, she's so unique that she keeps me wanting more. She touches her toes, nobody knows the freaky things she does after the shows. She wanna be, gotta be, my psycho cutie. She makes me wanna do it. And sometimes I wanna lose it. Well, she's my psycho cutie.
Taylor nos deslumbró con el acordeón mezclando Zydeco y Soul en Zydeco Cutie, aunque Lee Ritenour rebajará el ambiente con Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Eso sí, recuerda que puedes escuchar nuestros programas y encontrar más información en bluesenlasondas.net. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
never worked a day in his life. Saying Papa had three outside children and another wife. That ain't right. Talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talk about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in dirt, stealing in the name of the Lord. Ooh, yeah.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Yeah.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Much on thinking, spend most of his time chasing women and drinking. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
He died all alone.
El Midnight Blues llegó de parte de Steel Playing Guitar desde Alemania y Yamendo.com. Pero yendo al País Vasco, Joseba Irazoki nos traerá un Beldurri Gabe lleno de blues.
Dio erraten dio naurra bezala argia itzali da lehen bizko aldiz lo egin mamu gaiztuekin borrokatzeko prest kuadrillako jarraren beharrik ez izan nagusiari hortzak erakutsi itz totelka hasi gabe beldurrik gabe bizi beldurrik gabe beldurrik gabe bizi beldurrik gabe. Beldurrik gabe
Sammy Price recordaba años dorados en Nueva York y una escena musical innovadora con The Good Drag. Pero antes de despedir el programa, permíteme recordarte que Son Costello nació el 16 de abril de 1979 en Filadelfia, Pensilvania, aunque también creció en Atlanta, Georgia. De pequeño se obsesionó con la guitarra y el blues. De hecho, con tan solo 14 años, se presentó y ganó un concurso organizado por la Beale Street Blues Society. A los 16 graba su primer álbum, Call the Cops, y poco después participa en la grabación del disco Just Won't Burn de Susan Tedeschi. De hecho, por entonces Costello disponía de su propia banda y había actuado como teloneros de Tedeschi. Su segundo álbum llega con 20 años y es nominado al WC Handy Award al mejor debutante. El tercer disco de Son Costello no se hace esperar y es igualmente abrazado por la crítica. Además, también brilló en los escenarios, llegando a tocar más de 300 conciertos anualmente. Con este panorama, no es extraño que Son Costello tocara junto a los más grandes, incluyendo a B.B. King, Buddy Guy, James Cotton y Hubert Sumlin. Más adelante, Costello conoció a Yvonne Helm, miembro de The Band, quien le aconsejó adentrarse en otros estilos, llevándolo al country y al rock. De hecho, en 2005 creó un disco ecléctico con músicos locales en Nueva York y con recuerdos al Memphis Soul. Pero en 2007 vuelve al blues acompañando a Nappy Brown en un disco aclamado por la crítica. Sin embargo, Son Costello murió el 15 de abril de 2008 en Atlanta debido a su adicción a las drogas. En cualquier caso, tras su muerte, su familia relevó que Costello padecía trastorno bipolar e iniciaron una fundación para financiar su estudio.
I'm gone.